You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Dave Benton here alongside Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Also streaming live, 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of become a friend of Facebook. See, this is what happens when you don't actually have a Facebook account like me.
When you don't
and then
know
you have
the internet.
To push, and then you have to push Facebook, and you don't know anything about it.
You want me to get it for you?
If you wouldn't mind, considering I know nothing about Facebook.
Yeah, you can become a fan of the show on Facebook. It is. Just search out 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff on Facebook. I'm actually up right now putting up links to the streaming for you and letting you know who the guests are. And then you can follow us or follow me on Twitter, since Dave doesn't really know what Twitter is. That is at WILS Weekend Kick.
I'm the most technology-challenged 25-year-old there's ever been in the entire world. No Facebook, no Twitter for me. Just good old-fashioned Google. Yep. Okay, so we're talking Brady Hoke here. If you want to get your opinions in, 393-3700, 393-3700, the number to call. Scott, I just shared my opinion on Brady Hoke. I don't think it's a terrible hire. I think Brady Hoke's going to do an okay job there. I just don't think he's a national championship type of coach for Michigan. I think it's an improvement, but I don't think it's where they want to be. What's your opinion on the situation?
Where they want to be? Maybe not for all the Michigan fans who do think that the Rose Bowl is expected, that they should be there every year, that they should be top five nationally every year. What they need, I think he's exactly that. When he came in that press conference, granted, he was given some softball questions, but he said pretty much all the right things. And yeah, focus on winning the Big Ten. Then you will go to the Rose Bowl. You can't win a national championship. You've got to figure, okay, so the Big Ten was down this year. But normally, if you have a team go run the table through the Big Ten, they would get a shot.
Well, and not to mention once you add Nebraska into it. And like you said, I think you're right. I think you're right. I think it's the right building blocks. I think you've got to, you got to crawl before you can walk and all that stuff. And Michigan has been left in a pretty cruddy situation at this point. Okay. I just think that I know he can get them to a certain point. But I think Michigan, if they want to get to a national championship type of caliber team like they used to be 10 years ago, I think that they may have to make another hire after Brady Hoke. I'm not sure he gets them to that top level they're hoping for.
That'd be interesting. I'm excited to talk to Josh Helmholtz just to see the recruiting aspect, because at the MSU basketball game, MSU-Wisconsin game, I talked to Rico Beard from Fox to Detroit, talked about recruiting. I just asked, how much of a hit did that recruiting class take? Because he knows Detroit recruiting. He knows high school recruiting. He said they lost basically anything that they would want. They lost. And obviously we knew of Demetrius Hart, decommitting, going to Alabama. But he said pretty much their top five, six guys aren't coming in. And the guys who are coming in now are guys who would come in no matter who the coach was. Guys who didn't necessarily deserve a Big Ten scholarship. All of a sudden, like, they were MAC level talent, all of a sudden got offered a scholarship to Michigan. Same thing happened with John L. Smith, he said, at Michigan State. All of a sudden, these guys who were expecting scholarships from like Eastern got an offer from Michigan State. They're not going to turn that down. They don't care who the coach is.
No. And that shows, too, that Michigan still has some prestige. Okay, there's no doubt about it. I'm not saying they don't have prestige. I'm saying they used to be a top five program. Okay, and I'm somebody on the outside looking in. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there were maybe four programs that I would say were better programs than Michigan. But the bottom line right now, they're not a top five program. They're not a top 10 program. And the fact that they had to go to the lengths of hiring a guy like Brady Hoke tells you how low they had dropped. 10 years ago, Michigan would have been people knocking down the door to come to Michigan, high profile coaches. Now you got a guy that was basically begging to come to Michigan in a different light than what I'm talking about. Now, one recruit that they were able to keep that I think is big is a guy who's already been there, which is Denard Robinson. But the question I have is, with Brady Hoke, who runs a more balanced offense, I wonder, and I heard him talking in a couple interviews where he said, he's not going to try and fit, square pegs in round holes and things like that. But how much of that is smoke? How much of it is true? That's what I want to know about this whole Denard Robinson situation. Because the bottom line is Denard Robinson's an excellent athlete. I think Denard Robinson can become a good quarterback. But in a Brady Hoke system, you really need a passer first, runner second. And that's where you and I talked last week about having Tate Forcier possibly having an edge. Now that's gone because he's gone. But I do wonder how they're going to handle this offense if Denard Robinson is still going to play quarterback. Okay, because I'm not sure how Brady Hoke handles a spread offense. I'm not sure how Brady Hoke handles a spread offense that's not run quarterback. Okay, he did it at Ball State well with Nate Davis, but that was drop back and pass, and that was drop back and throw deep balls and stretch the defense and things like that. It was a Brian Kelly type of spread offense. How does he do with a spread offense that is run first, pass second? I really want to know that. And then the other thing I really want to know is, and I think he's going to do it, he's a defensive-minded coach, how long does it take for him to revive this defense? Because they're in bad shape. It's not just a matter of having a bad year. They're running behind on recruits now. They've got nobody good coming in next year, like you just said, that can play as a freshman. I don't know about their redshirt freshman situation, but it seems to me that Michigan's defense, no matter how well they're coached, is probably 1, 2, 3 years away from becoming a legitimate defense again, because you got to get players through. This is not the NFL. You can't just sign guys and call it good. You've got to develop players. You got to bring players in, and you got to bring in players that can play at a Big Ten and NCAA 1A level. And I'm not sure that they have that right now. Coming up next, we'll talk a little Michigan State basketball. Was that Wisconsin win a turnaround? It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.